22 years ago, a 28-year-old man on the Australian island of Tasmania went on a shooting rampage with semi-automatic weapons, including an AR-15 rifle. He killed 35 people, wounded 18 more. Within 2 weeks, Australia's Conservative Prime Minister introduced a federal bill banning the sale and importation of all automatic and semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. The legislation was passed with bipartisan support in less than 6 weeks. And there was a mandatory national gun buyback. Some 700,000 firearms were collected and destroyed. About a year and a half ago, Australia's government did a follow-up program of gun amnesty, where people could drop off unregistered weapons without providing any personal information. More than 26,000 firearms were collected. The University of Sydney did a follow-up study of the original policy shift and found that Australia has not had a mass shooting since then, defined as one in which five or more people were killed. In the 18 years before the change in the law, there were 13 mass shootings in Australia. Australia's ambassador to the United States, Joe Hockey, says that approach wouldn't work, tweeting after the Las Vegas shootings that guns are more pervasive and cultural here in USA. We all wish for change, but it would be a miracle. With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.